LA TheaterWorks presents Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, directed by Larry Powell. Starring Sophina Brown, Eugene Bird, Demetrius Gross, Sharon Lawrence, X Mayo, Uyota Udi, and Karen Molina White. Naya, a dedicated teacher at an inner-city school, is desperate to give her only son opportunities that her own public high school students will never have. When a controversial incident at his private school threatens to get Omari expelled, Naya must confront her own deepest fears to give her son a future. And now, Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, produced by LA TheaterWorks.
It's me. I know I shouldn't. I don't know what else. We need to talk. It's about our son. He got in a fight on school grounds. They're talking kicking him out. They're talking pressing charges. I don't know what they're going to. I'm exhausted, you know that? Like there's no more helium. I'm sinking. Like there's all this weight. And I can't fight gravity, you know? Like I just can't even fight this pulling down, taking all my... I don't even know. So, anyway, give me a call back when you get a moment, so we can talk. Talk about your son, our son, us. Okay, bye. I also miss you.
Fuck. I shouldn't have said that. I'm gonna delete that.
To erase and re-record, press 3.
Hey, Xavier, it's Naya calling to talk to you about our son. Give me a call when you get this. Thanks, bye.
Good morning, students. Welcome to another glorious day at Chadsey High. Please remember to take off your hats. No sagging allowed. New policy in effect today. Homeroom teachers are now going to lock your cell phones and other non-school issued devices in their drawers. You will retrieve them at the end of the day. If you have any objections to this, then you are free to leave your devices at home. If you are caught with any non-approved electronic device in class, this is an automatic suspension. No exceptions. I repeat, no exceptions. Please do not have your mama coming up here demanding to get your smartphones back. We have the city government behind us. You cannot win. I repeat, you cannot win. Also, there's a pet rally today after school. Be sure to attend and show your school pride. And finally, have a glorious day, students. A glorious day!
Morning, class. Pull out your pens. Pop quiz today.
Tell me you wasn't looking at her.
I wasn't looking at her.
I'd have cut her face.
I wasn't looking at her.
Thinking she's so cute.
I wasn't looking at her.
She ain't that cute.
I was kind of looking at her.
What?
Just like a little bit.
What's a little bit?
Like modestly, with no intention, just observing.
What you got to be observing for?
To take in my surroundings, learn the world, not just be tied up in my own existence and nothing else.
Everything's more important to you than me,
You're important to me.
Not hardly. You just biding your time till you figure out what to do next. Ain't that it?
Why would you say that?
Because I don't like to talk at nothing. I like to say exactly what's what.
You want
to
know what's what?
Yeah, I want to know.
I don't know where I'm going to be 2 days from now or 2 hours. And I can't be pretending we in some fairy tale fantasy where all I need to do is chill with you in our castle with our horses or whatever.
Horses?
Or whatever. I don't know. Whatever they got in castles. Your truth is, I got too many worries and being with you don't make them go nowhere. You feel me?
Oh, you saying I'm added to your
I'm
stress
saying
level.
I got stresses, real ones, and hiding out in your dorm ain't doing nothing but prolonging the inevitable.
This some whack version of a breakup?
It's just me being honest.
Well, fuck your honesty. Seriously, Omari, you gonna make my heart explode with all your back and forthness. One minute you telling me I'm the cure, next minute I'm the cause? Maybe you're your own stress problem and I ain't got nothing to do
with it. Maybe I am.
Fuck you.
Maybe I'm confused.
Now that's the realest shit you ever said.
Yo. Yo, this could be our last time.
Are you kidding me
I'm
right now?
I'm just seeking intimacy.
You seeking to get stocked in your eye. I don't turn on and off like no stove.
You mean a faucet?
I mean a stove. One minute you got me hot, next minute fire's out. Quit gassing me up all and killing my fucking spark.
Can't nothing kill your spark. You always gonna be fired.
And you always gonna be crazy.
I'm scared.
Why you fight him, O?
Why you say you're gonna cut Keely's face?
She thinks she cute.
So you wanna mess that up?
Maybe it will make things balanced.
Like what?
Like she wear on the outside what I feel on the inside.
That's messed up.
So I'm messed up. Your mom's nose? She
probably already planning a speech, threatening to send me to my pops, but dude wouldn't go for that in a million years.
You ain't even supposed to be here right now. If anybody
so where else can we meet? They won't let me nowhere near you on campus. Supposed to be packing my stuff to go home. Ain't like I could visit you at your folks' crib. They won't let me nowhere near you.
Teen pregnancy stats got them spooked. They have no idea who or what I am.
I know what you are.
You don't even know yourself. How you know me?
I know you.
What you know?
You a metamorphic rock.
Here you go.
What?
Science references from Mr. Peterson's class ain't gonna save you from my wrath.
I'm not trying to get saved, just making an observation.
Explain.
Metamorphic rocks. They change in form, made from heat and pressure. That's what makes them so rare and interesting.
And that's me.
That's you.
I think I'm in love with you.
I think I'm leaving.
Where you going?
Somewhere else. I got some money saved, child support stash from the old man. Shit adds up when you don't spend it.
You just gonna run from your problems?
What else I'm gonna do? Stay and let them take away my life, my future?
Maybe not.
They recorded it.
So threaten anybody who put it
I'll
up.
I'll never be able to trace it. If it goes viral, I'm a rap, and it's gonna go viral.
Fuck it then. You'll be a celebrity.
I'll be public enemy number one.
You won't.
Be a monster.
You'll be that motherfucker nobody'll fuck with.
That ain't the legacy I was trying to leave.
What legacy you gonna leave now? Running away?
I just gotta go, Jasmine.
I know what you are.
What am I?
A lunar eclipse.
How's that?
Rare and hiding in the shadows of the earth. Always ready for an escape.
Mr. Peterson's science class is the best.
Don't leave.
I think I gotta.
I can't survive this prep shit without you.
You can survive anything.
Don't leave.
Can I kiss you one last time?
Make it last forever.
Fifth period.
You turn in your reports?
Not yet. And Humphreys is on my ass. English department head or not, I told him to give me a goddamn break. I only just had my face reconstructed, asshole.
You look good, Lori. I can't even tell.
My husband can. And my daughter. I freak her out, she says. Everything freaks her out. That isn't painted. That's at least a gazillion ounces of mascara. Or liters. However the fuck you measure mascara. She's fucking obsessed with it. That's all I know. I mean, what the hell happened to teenagehood, huh? I remember dyeing my hair orange and piercing my nose to rage against the status quo. I was sort of a cause, you know? But now it's all mascara and fashion and next top supermodel, housewife, blah, 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 blah. I mean, what the hell are we doing? You know, are they growing down?
Probably.
And the substitute was an idiot. I asked my kids, what did they do while I was gone? 3 weeks while I was gone. You know what? Nobody could give me a straight answer. And then Alejandro finally cracks. Watch The Wire, season 4, he tells me.
The Wire?
Yeah, said the sub was trying to show him what not to do. Are you fucking kidding me?
Which sub was this?
That cute young blonde, straight out of teacher's college, Patricia. Patrice, I don't know, some shit. What the hell are they teaching them over there? The last sub they sent me showed him Dangerous Minds. Do they really believe public school is Michelle Pfeiffer and Hilary Swank and corny fucking music and close-ups? I'm a white chick who has never had the luxury of winning over a class full of black and Latino kids. This is war. Got my fucking face cut by the family of a failing student. Fuck them and their lies and the substitutes that show them these dumbass godforsaken setting us back 300 educational years bullshit flicks. Teach, you assholes. I left you lesson plans for fuck's sake.
They should have gotten you Smith. She's a substitute teacher from the gods.
When I was gone that week for Amari's pneumonia, I came back and my kids had already moved on to the next chapter of it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?